Look Away by Harold Coyle. This book is dedicated to my mother and father, Evelyn and Harry Coyle, who gave me all they could, including the best years of their lives. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. Prologue. May, 1856, southeastern Kansas. Pulling back on the reins of the horse that also pulled his plow when it was planting time back on a small farm in Osawatomie, Kansas, the tired young farmer came to a halt. Two other men, following him, half asleep, hardly took note of his sudden stop. Instead, they lazily turned their own horses aside to avoid a collision and continued to ride on through the darkness toward home. After his companions had gone past him, the farmer, with one hand planted firmly on the rump of his horse and the other on the saddle horn, lifted himself half out of the saddle and twisted his body about until he was facing back to the southwest. Back there, somewhere in the darkness, lay Pottawatomie Creek. Other than the fact that it was populated by pro-slavery settlers, there was no real difference between that part of Kansas and where he lived. But to their leader, who viewed slavery as evil and all slaveholders as sinners, there was a vast difference. So long as another human being is kept in bondage, John Brown had preached, we cannot allow ourselves any rest, any comfort. So, under no higher authority than his own, Brown had ridden out with his small band at noon the previous day, on a mission to bring vengeance on those sinners. While the young farmer and the other members of this small expedition were of like mind on the evils of slavery, and had followed Brown willingly enough, the violence that they had just visited on 5...